You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Motion detectors on Shabbos. I was walking home with my kids last Friday night, and there's a certain house. My son told me, whenever I ride my bike past this house, the light goes on. And just about as he said this while we were walking Friday night, yes, the light went on. So that especially made me think about the use of motion detectors on Shabbos. Typically, when you move into a neighborhood, if it's a Jewish neighborhood, typically the motion detectors are disabled on Shabbos or in general. When you live in a neighborhood that's not as Orthodox packed, then there are a lot more houses that have motion detectors outside that turn the lights on if they're, for motion detectors and floodlights for protection, to scare away robbers and the like. There are some neighborhoods there around the corner from Share. There's a certain corner where the city, village of Lawrence, was trying out a money-saving device that was a motion detector street lamp that only when you walked under it or near it, it illuminated. So that's great for conservation of energy, but it's quite challenging when it comes to Shabbos. And we're not going to talk about the conservation aspect. We're not going to talk about the monetary aspect. We're going to talk about the Shabbos aspect. Just to realize how difficult this could be, I got a call from a Talmida who's in Europe. And she said that she's in Europe in a country where Jews are not as strong as they are in America, like in many European countries. And she lives in a building with one other frum family, and the rest are I assume, not Jewish. But either way, one other frum family. And the building management just installed as a money-saving device, what? The hallway lights. Every hallway light in the whole building is all motion detected. That means when you walk into the hall, it's pitch black. The second any movement walks in, then it's bright and comfortable. And it's not a matter of using, an elevator or the stairs. It's a matter of just walking out of your front door of your apartment. And she said, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? This is a call on Thursday. There's nothing they're going to do. And they've tried to have conversations with the building management, but it didn't go so well.
It's not legal there.
What?
It's not legal there.
It's not legal.
They have this two-stage motion.
It's a little bit light, and then it gets much lighter. That's in America or in Europe?
Here.
In America. So in America, you have to have a little bit of light, and then as you move, it turns on more light. But either way, even if you have a little bit of light, it's still going to be a problem because you're turning on the light. So this is a very, very serious issue. Just to add to the shaila, I had a student, and this is Mamash Tzadik. I had a student from Iran. He escaped Iran without his parents. He had a grandmother here. He escaped Iran, came to YU. He was my student. And he was in YU for Shabbos every week, every single week, except for Thanksgiving. Why? Why was he always in yeshiva for Shabbos? Most of the guys, when they're in yeshiva, they're in for Shabbos. One in, one Shabbos in, one Shabbos out, two in, one out. He never left yeshiva except for Thanksgiving. I'll tell you the story. Because at a certain point, he was living with his grandmother who was in America. And again, his parents were in Iran. And at a certain point, his grandmother, who's in a big, gigantic building somewhere in Queens, the management shifted the lights to the motion sensor lights. So he said, what do I do? So I went with him to Rav Schechter. And again, we're going to have to get there. But Rav Schechter said that, B'shas Hadchak, if there's nothing else that you could do, maybe you could walk there. But if it's not B'shas Hadchak, you should try not to be there for Shabbos. And since then, since he heard that psak, he never went home for Shabbos, except when? The one week a year that the YU cafeteria is closed, which is Thanksgiving weekend. And therefore, he didn't have a place to go. So that's how he interpreted the Shas Hadchak, which is a mamash tzaddik. Incredible that he did that. To never, ever, ever go for Shabbos. And the only family he has is his grandmother because of this issue. So we're going to try to figure out, how is Rav Schechter able to be mekel and even allow Shas Hadchak? Or maybe we could be much more of that, like mekel Rav Schechter, not be so stringent. So that's the sugya that we're going to try to learn. Believe it or not, the sugya actually is all revolves, at least the main aspect that we're going to talk about a very specific story, not a story, but a case in the Gemara in Shabbos that has nothing to do with electricity. Well, of course, it doesn't have anything to do with electricity, but it has to do with the Malacha of Tzad. But before we get into that case, we have to talk about just where are we holding in the Maseches Shabbos and the Sugi of Shabbos when we ask our Shah. The Shah that we're asking is clearly not a Shah that you're doing a Maaseh to turn on a light. I have no interest in turning on a light. I want to get from Shul to the house or from the house to the Shul. It happens to be that while I'm walking home, there's a psik ratio that occurs. And whenever you walk there by this house, a light turns on. But that's an unintended consequence. So whenever you have an unintended consequence, that's a psik ratio. And psik ratio is Aser. It's Aser. So it's Aser Doraisa? Maybe. Maybe it's Aser Doraisa?
You have to find the psik ratio is applied to a situation where the individual is not doing anything, is not doing the walk.
That's going to be part of what we're going to have to talk about. But here the individual is doing something. He's walking into the infrared or the...
He's not causing this.
Finish what you understand.
You find like two cases. One where you may be doing a walk of this, like when you drag the thing underground, maybe you will cut the chiritz.
If it's maybe, then it's davar sheino miskaven, it's mutter. But if it definitely will happen, it's a psik ratio.
The other case, is another case is discussed, is when you close a door, where you don't do the walk anyway, but it could be also if there's an animal trap.
That's what we're going to talk about right now.
But in this case, you're walking along. You never end up doing the traffic.
You
end up making the chiritz.
We're going to talk about it right now. And you'll have to see if there's a fine tuning to what your question will be as we develop it. So let's talk about this case that we're going to have to analyze. Nice to see you, Yanki. Welcome from Miami. And Dr. Marin, good to see you. So the case that we're going to look at is the case of Tzad Tzvi Levayis. Of course, if you want to corner an animal and you corral it into an open door and you slam the door behind it, you just violated an Issa Doraisa of Tzad. Granted. That's the Mishnah in Shabbos Kavav, the first of the sources. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos presents a little bit of a permutation and presents the following case. The Gemara in Shabbos says, let's say you're a big guy and you're wide, you're 4 feet wide, 3 feet wide, and the animal happens to walk into your house. And you sit down and block the door with your body so that the animal can't come out. So that was presumably Aser to do. Okay. After he sat down, his friend, who's equally wide, comes and sits down next to him to schmooze. At that point, the guy who's sitting there gets up, walks away, and leaves the second person there. So now what did the second person do? Presumably nothing. But effectively, what is he doing? Effectively, he's making the animal be trapped. What did he change? He's maintaining the status of traphood, of trappedness. So let's see what the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuzayin and Aleph, tells us about this case. The second source on your sheets. Yoshev HaRishon al HaPesach Umil Ehu. First guy comes, sits by the door, traps the deer, and fills the doorway. Deer can't escape. Uba Hashem of Yosha Betzido sits right next to him, also blocking the door. Afal Pisha Amar Harishon of Halachla, even though the first guy gets up and walks away, Harishon Chai, the first guy who closed the door with his body, who closed the doorway, Hashemi Pater. What does Pater always mean? Pater al Asr, except here, as the next line says. Here it's Pater Mutter. And the Gemara says, I'll prove to you that it's Pater Mutter here, because if you look at the end of this Braisa, the Braisa continues to say, Lamazedoma, what is similar to this case of somebody who filled up the entranceway and then somebody else came and sat there and the first guy walked away and left the second guy? You know what that's like? Look at what I underlined. Linoeles beiso l'shomro. You lock your door because you always lock your door. You don't want bees to come in. You don't want mosquitoes to come in. You don't want robbers to come in. So you close your front door. It happens to be v'nimtza tzvi shomer b'tocho. It happens to be before you close your door, because you always close your door because you don't want robbers. There happens to be a tzvi who had walked into your house previously. And that, the Gemara says, is clear that it's mutter. So let's think about that. That case, you locked your door, a tzvi walked into your door. You closed it, why? Not to trap it, but to close your door. The Gemara says that that's mutter. So too, why? Because it's already, it walked in by itself and you're closing it for your own reasons. You're not closing it for anything to do with trapping. So too, when the second fellow sat down next to the first fellow, it was only to schmooze with the first fellow. And that's mutter, just like the case with the tzvi is mutter. What we're going to do for the next half a shiur is talk about this case of closing the of having a tzvi have walked into your house and closing the door, not to trap the tzvi, but to close the door, because that's what you always do when you walk into your house. You close the door behind you. For some reason, the Gemara says that that's mutter. The obvious question is going to be, how in the world could that be mutter? Not just pater, but mutter l'chadchila. How could it be mutter to close the door behind you? If I could just ask everybody to mute their audio, it will be better audio for everybody if you just everybody mutes it. So how could it be that you close your door because you always close the door, but when you close the door, what ended up happening? What ended up happening was a tzedah. That's psik resha. You intended to close the door beheter, but the unintended consequence that will definitely happen, that definitely is happening right now, is that the tzvi is locked inside, the deer is locked inside. So that should be psik resha, it should be aser. Yet the Gemara says explicitly it's mutter. Now, what we have to do is figure out why is it mutter and why isn't it a psik resha. That's going to be our goal for the next little bit. And whatever we'll be able to pull from this, maybe we'll be able to apply also to walking down the street and happen to cause this unintended consequence of the light turning on. Maybe that will... we'll find a heter with this. Now, let's look at this Rashba. The Rashba on that Gemara in Shabbos Kav Zayin Amud Aleph says that I found the Yerushalmi. Skip to the second paragraph. I found the Yerushalmi. In what we talked about a moment ago, the case of the Gemara that we just spoke about, what was your intention? What was the Kavana when you closed the door? To close the door. Was your intent to trap? Your intent was to close the door because you closed the door. Because you don't want bugs, you don't want ganavim. Your intent was not to trap. What would happen if your intent would be to close the door and to trap? That would be either usser and you say chayev skila. Okay. You're both in the same boat. Just a question of how bad is it? Rabos, you also be chayev skila. Okay. So everybody here is in agreement that if you had in mind to close the door because you always close the door, you don't want cut off him. And also there happens to be a very valuable deer that's trapped in your house. You want to trap it. So you have both of those kavanos. So you'll be chayev echatas, chayev skila. Rabosai, I have news for you. Look at this Yerushalmi. You're too frum. You just killed somebody for no good reason. Yerushalmi, that the Rashba quotes, the Yerushalmi nira, Shehitiru lino lechatchila beso, lishmor beso, utzvisha besocha. The Yerushalmi says that if you want to close your door, to close your door, and, you see, I don't know if you can see, I highlighted the vav, and to guard the animal that's in there, it's mutter lechatchila. What you said, Eli and Avi, was a chiyuv skila. The Yerushalmi says, not only is it not a chiyuv skila, not only is it not a siddur rabbanan, it is mutter lechatchila. The Kevan should tzarech lishmar beso. Look at what he says. Look what the Yerushalmi says. The Kevan should tzarech lishmar beso. Let me just highlight this for the people on the screen. Since you need to protect your house, right? There's no halach that says you have to leave your door. Oh, because a deer walked in, I have to also let the ganavim walk in the middle of my night and come in with who knows what and hurt me and steal my silver. Just because an animal walked in, I'm not allowed to shut my front door. Just because an animal walked in earlier today, I have to leave my door open and allow all the bugs in? No. To kevan shutzarach lishmar beso, I want to close my front door. It ends up that the tzvi will end up getting trapped. mutter. As long as your kavana, you know what your kavana can't be? You can't close the door with the intent to trap a deer. But if it's to close the door so I don't get rid of him and to trap a deer, it is mutter l'chatchila. 75-25 sounds like it's good enough. Sounds like it's good enough, yeah. And look at the Yerushalmi that he brings. Yerushalmi talks about a few cases. The first case is the one he's quoting the Yerushalmi now, which is what we just spoke out. Hoye tzvi ratz kedarko. The tzvi is running, kedarko ends up in your house. V'niskavin lino ba'ado, and you want to lock the tzvi in it, because hey, it's a good, valuable deer. You know, it's expensive to trap deer. V'no ba'ado uv ad ha'tzvi. V'niskavin lino ba'ado, for yourself. V'no ba'ado uv ad ha'tzvi. Yerushalmi says explicitly mutter. If you had covenant for yourself, your self-protection, plus the dear mutter l'chatchila. Continues the Yerushalmi with the second bullet point. Let's say we might have mentioned this case, you see a child bobbing up and down in the fierce waters of a river or an ocean, and you have a net to catch fish, and you say, hey, it's Shabbos, let me pull in the fish, and I'll pull in a $150 worth of fish, Anna. I'll save a little boy while I'm at it. So that's also mutter. That's a little bit different because there you're saving a life, right? Mm-hmm. But your kavana is also not just to save a life. Your kavana is also to trap the fish, which is, of course, in the rice, it's trapping, it's fishing.
Like if I'm a solo driver and I have to go to...
A kiddush. Right. You have to go to kiddush in Woodmere. You happen to also have a call in Woodmere. Yeah. So you take the call and you get yourself to the kiddush. Right? That sounds, I hear it sounds like it's mutter.
In Borough Park, we have a much better.
Let's not go there, Moshe, because we're never going to finish. That's a long discussion, not for now. Third bullet point. Somebody is under some rubble and there's the surfside collapse, the building collapses, and you want to go save the person. But while you're saving the person, you also know that there's a wallet that's under the rubble that you all equally want to uncover with a bulldozer. So that's also mutter. That's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi equates these two cases where you're mechaven for a devar heter and a devar iser. Pikuach nefesh plus the money or the fish. Or in our case, it's not pikuach nefesh. You're mechaven for the tzvi, which is aser, and to close the door because you don't want ganavim to come in. So the Rashba says, this Yerushalmi says it's mutter l'chatchila. Now, why isn't it psik resha? That's our question. He tells us that it's mutter, but why isn't it when you save a baby and there's a psik resha that you're pilking up the fish that you're hunting because you lifted up a net that had baby and fish in it, the fish are the psik resha. But even if you're mechaven for the fish, it's mutter, but there you're saving a life. But in our case, why isn't it also because of psik resha? I understand you are mechaven to close your door, and you're allowed to close your front door. But l'maisa is a psik resha.
It's not psik resha, it's a kavana.
You're saying this is worse than a psik resha, because psik resha is I open the door of the fridge, and the light happened to go on. Here, it's even worse than that, because I'm actually saying I want the, once I'm closing the door, because I have to close the door, I also want the tzvi to be there. You think it's worse than a psik resha? You're just making the question even harder for me.
It's like you're in the bench where I really do.
Right. It's like I do need to feel flat.
The psikresha isn't what makes it mutter or osa. Psikresha is something that's done on a situation where there's a sofek. Says that if it's a psikresha, you got a problem. You don't know if it's going to be osa. It's going to happen.
No, don't say that, because that's if you're not sure it's going to happen, that's davar she'eino miskaven and it's mutter. We're talking about where it's definitely going to happen. That's when it's psikresha.
Yes,
so let's talk only about cases where it's definitely going to happen.
Question, psikresha, I'm going to trap the tzvi in this because I'm closing my door. I'm allowed to close my door. What's the difference if something else happens?
So in Moshe Frankel's house, if he's allowed to close his refrigerator door, what's the difference if the light goes on or off? I'm allowed to get the orange juice.
That's right.
But that's you and I know that we don't do that.
No, if I'm allowed to close, but I'm not allowed to close the door because I'll be turning over.
I'm not allowed to close my door because I'm going to trap a deer.
But I'm allowed to close my door to take care of my
door. I'm allowed to close my refrigerator door to prevent the food from getting hot.
Closing the door, I'm turning off the light with the mice. Here, I'm not not doing a maisa that's creating this.
What do you mean I'm not doing a maisa? This is seida. What do you think seida is?
It's a maisa pet. In that case, I'm doing a maisa of ishevis. I'm closing the light by closing the door. There's a difference.
I don't understand what the difference is.
If it's an auto-closing door.
Forget about it.
With a spring I'm talking about. Or with
opening it, it's as though you closed it also. That might be a little more complicated because of, like, I don't know, grummas. That's complicated. What? But misasik means, here the Rashba says you're intending to trap the door. You can't call that misasik. I understand there is a misasik.
The vinegar.
Smells very bad.
Yeah, it's a sauce.
If what? If you're a basho for a chol, then you're allowed to eat. Are you allowed to eat it or not? Okay, that's another shir,
It's not different. It's not really different.
Well, that's talking about what's the nature of the knas derabanan of being nana from Maisa Shabbos. That's a different sugya. Here we're talking about deraisas being magdir, the Maisa. Is it a... You're saying you're allowed to cook for the chola and for me too. You take a chicken and I'm going to cook a whole chicken. I need half for the chola and half for me. That I want to do it l'chadchila. Cook for me also. I'm going to cook one chicken and put it in for both of us.
You do extra work to cook it. You can't go do extra work.
It's the same pushing the button on the other.
Can't do the extra work, but if you're doing that work.
Okay, so let's unfold, let's unpackage this. There's a lot of work to do to understand why, how in the world this could be mutter, how in the world this could not be a psik. It should be worse than a psik ratio. Not only is it definitely going to happen that you're hunting the deer, but you're even allowed to intend to hunt the deer, the Rashba said. And he brings a Yerushalmi. It's not even a Rashba, it sounds like a Yerushalmi. Rabosai, you know who doesn't like this Rashba and doesn't like this Heter? And who rereads the Yerushalmi. And even the Gemara that we are learning, none other than the Ran himself. Let's look at the Ran. The Ran starts off, and do you remember, this Rashi was brought to explain a Gemara in Shabbos Kav Zayin. Do you remember the Gemara in Shabbos was talking about a case where there was one guy sat in the doorway, then the other guy sat in the doorway, and the first one left and leaves the other person standing? And the Gemara says, you know what it's like? It's like you have an animal in your house and you close the door. I mean, it was already in your house and you're closing the door. Says the Ran, when are you allowed to close the door? When did the Gemara say you're allowed to close the door when you have an animal in your house? Listen to what the Ran's going to say. The Ran's going to say, if there's an animal in your house and it's tied up, it's tied down to a bed post, then you're allowed to close the door. Shomer B'socha means it's in the bedroom and the bedroom door is closed, you're allowed to close the front door. That's what the Ran says. That's all that's mutter. It doesn't mean that there's an animal walked in and it's running around that could escape, but you're trapping mamish, which is how the Rashba understood. The Ran says, you're not allowed to do such a thing. Why? Because you're closing a door that would trap an animal, even if it's for yourself, and trapping an animal. That would be a sekresha. So the Ran says, I understand. You could skip what I wrote. Just look what I underlined. The door was already closed. You just turned the lock. Meaning, let's assume that deer, don't know how to open door handles. Which is fair to assume they don't open door handles. So, in a case where a deer walked into the house, the door was already closed. Right, the 3-year-old closed the door, and now you turn and put the lock on it. That's all the Gemara permits it, where it's already trapped. Or the animal was tied up inside and you close the door inside. That's all the Gemara was matir. But look on the bottom of page 1. The Rashba says things that are wild. Dvar t'mu'im b'nai harbe. How in the world could you have a deer that's loose in a house with a door that's open and you're allowed to close the door? Heich esher shafil b'miskaveh lino ba'ado. Even you want to close the door for yourself and for the deer. How in the world could that ever be mutter? Just because you want to close the door for yourself, that gives you permission to do an issa daraisa? Bottom line, because you want to close your front door because you don't like ganavim and you don't like mosquitoes, so you want to close your front door. Because of that, you'll have to do malacha on Shabbos. Just because you don't like mosquitoes, you could do malacha on Shabbos? This Ron is taking the Rashba to task. Count on. This is absolutely awesome. And this should be a classical case of psik reisha. You're doing action A, meaning even if you don't have kavana to save the deer, even if you just have a kavana only to close the door, and you don't like deer, you don't like venison, you don't like venison, but you want to close your front door, you have no intention for the deer. That should still be psik reisha. Certainly, if you intend to close the deer, that should be worse than psik reisha. And the Rashba's not do both. How could that be? The Ron argues. Oh, but wait a second. What about the Yerushalmi that said explicitly it's mutter? It says, I'm not going to go into the Yerushalmi. He had some other, without getting into the Yerushalmi. He has a way to explain the Yerushalmi. So what do we have, Rabosai? We have an extreme machlokas. We have the Rashba who is so makel that he not only allows you to close the door for yourself to, you know, to protect your family from ganavim and from mosquitoes, but he even allows you to close the door to protect your family from mosquitoes and ganavim and to trap the door, to trap the animal. And the Ran says both of those should be aser. Certainly if you're kavana to trap, that should be nesa d'oraisa. And even if your kavana is for yourself, it should, and the animal ends up being trapped, that should at least be psik reisha. And therefore the Ran says this would be aser. Now who do we paskin like in this shaila?
So how do you have your bird in your house?
My bird is in a cage all Shabbos.
Yes, and you're closing the door, so it's the same thing like that.
The Ran is saying that it's mutter. If the bird is in his cage and locked, then the Ran says that's what the Gemara permitted to close the front door. When it's already trapped inside and you want to close your front door, go ahead. That everyone agrees is mutter. That even the Ran will grant us. Thank you. That even the Ron will grant us. That no one will ask for that.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
Okay, so you're asking a good question. Somebody who has a dog or a cat, how could they close their front door ever? So that's a different shaila, and that's a shear for tzad. And I think the answer to that is that there's a different parameter for an animal who's already trapped, who's a domesticated animal who's already trapped, and living in your house, that's entirely different. You're allowed to bring them into the house and out of the house and into the house. That's a different story. So the Magen Avraham quotes in the Sugya Tzeda, quotes these two opinions. He quotes the Ran and he quotes the Rashba. And I want to look at the very last line. And he quotes the questions that the Ran asks. How in the world could you, Mr. Rashba, this is what the Ran asks, how could you be Matir, closing the door when you want to just close it for yourself, and even worse to close it in order to trap the animal. So in the last line of the Magen Avraham, he says, "Ubeshilti Giborim Kasav Liyashiv Das Rashba." The Shilti Giborim explains away to be matir why it is indeed permitted to close the door. Explains the Rashba. The last three words, "Umikomakom Ein Lahakel." So you have the Magen Avraham, whom we almost always paskin like, and we do. The Magen Avraham says, you cannot be maker like this Rashba. That means that if you're doing X and it causes Y and you want to close the door for yourself and it's going to end up trapping an animal, you can't. Certainly not if your intention is to actually trap the animal. You can't even close it for yourself. That's the psak of the Magen Avraham. Let's come back to our shaila that we started with. I'm walking down the block. I'm walking down Lord Avenue on my way home from shul. And my intent is to do what? To get home. Do I want to turn on a light? Let's say I do want to turn on the light. According to the Rashba, if you want to turn on that light and walk in front of that infrared motion region, are you allowed to walk there? According to the Rashba, if you want to walk home, and that's a heter to walk, you're allowed to walk home, and you also want something tangential to occur, and you want it, according to Rashba, even if you want the light to go on, it should be mutter. And I have to be honest. If you live in a dark block and a light flicks on when you pass by, yeah, I think it does help. Even if that's not why you're doing it, it's not a motivation, you are happy. It's definitely a psik reisha del nichalei. Definitely the Pesukim. The Shevet HaLevi, or somebody, the Shevet HaLevi, I think, wants to say, or the Chesh of Eiffel, I have his, at the end of the Shir, in the end of my notes, I have one of the Achronim says, oh, it's a Pesuk Reish of Dolo Nichalei. It happens to be, first of all, Pesuk Reish of Dolo Nichalei are still Aser. And it is Nichalei. You're very happy when a light goes on. If you're walking in a dark place, you have this little more light. Makes life a little easier. If it was a Tuesday, you'd appreciate the fact that there's light there. Okay, so what could be this heter?
It's so different. Can I still so much different?
Which way? Which way is worse?
Here you close the door. That
in the case of Tzad?
So here you didn't do the meiser that created the Yisr.
So what we have to do is we have to.
The same case. You know, living down the block, this dark block, this girl who has nothing to do. And sits on his porch all day and all night. And anytime someone walks by in front of him, he puts on the light and takes a picture. And you're not allowed to walk by.
Okay, there it's different because the person who is waiting for you to pass by and doing a malacha when you pass by, they're doing a maisa. They're doing a maisa. They're doing the maisa is theirs. But here you're the one who encourages them to do the maisa. I'll give you an example. You know where that happens every day? When you cross the street, Central Avenue on Shabbos, and a car stops for you. If it's not a Jew who's driving that car, that's fine.
Right, you're not going to sit. So what's the difference?
The difference is because here your body is doing the maisa.
In a way, by doing setting a clock to do a malach on Shabbos.
It's not setting a clock. It's not setting a clock. You're doing something on Shabbos.
It's like a shvus of a mirror lahakam.
So once you go through Moshe, anyway, he's Machmir even there. So you're Machmir here too.
He's not necessarily my expert. So I did telling the guy to do a malacha.
But here on Shabbos, you're doing it. This is worse. Your body's doing it on Shabbos.
What are you doing? You're doing nothing. You're walking down the street, and you know and when you walk here, he's going to put on the light.
But there's somebody else who's doing the maisa. Well,
you might be going to come in for a glass of schnapps, because you know who put on the light so you can find the schnapps.
That you're allowed to do.
Why?
Because there he's doing the malach. He's doing the mice. It's not Menasiachis too. Here, my body's doing the malach. What?
He's doing the malach.
Right, there's free will. The fact that he has the bechira.
Worse than the machine?
Yeah, no, the guy is better than the machine. Yeah, because he's doing the. He has a choice to do it or not to do it. And because he has that bechira, that makes it not your maisa, his maisa. A machine is you. You're the maisa. You're the one who's being mafil the machine. Yeah, you can walk the other block. You can walk. You can walk down Lismore all the way around, like you know. And but you don't need to because the guy's doing a malacha. He's taking it away off of you. You're doing it. The machine's doing a malacha. That's like saying I didn't turn on the light. The switch did. You flipped the switch. But no one says you're allowed to flip on a switch. If you flip, you say you can flip a switch because it's not you. It's a switch. A regular switch.
You didn't do any maisa that created the action.
So let's dig in. Let's not complicate things. So there's a beautiful tshuva that as you're at Mincha, you heard this today, but Rebbe Avadia has a very similar case. Rebbe Avadia has a case, and those who have to go to Maariv, I apologize, we're not going to finish in time for Maariv. Maariv downstairs in 3 minutes. Rebbe Avadia has a case where you, like many of us have, a living room, a dining room, a den, a sunroom, where the shades are drawn closed at night, and Shabbos morning want to open the shades. Why do you want to open the shades Shabbos morning? To let in the light. So your room is brighter, so your kids could play, so you could read your newspaper, your chumash. You sitter. What ends up happening? Sun rays come down and are soaked up by the green leaves, and photosynthesis causes beautiful plants to grow, which is exactly what you're very happy about, and you definitely like that. You like you want them to have sun and to grow and to photosynthesize. So are you allowed to open up the shades? Why are you opening up the shades? For yourself. What ends up happening? what ends up happening? Your plants are gonna grow better. What? Okay, that we'll have to talk about another time. We talked about that mincha a few days ago, about walking outside to get a suntan. So this should be a psik resha. This should be a psik resha. So look what the Rav Avadya wants to say. Let me see if I can find the right piece. The Shilta Giborim, he brings the Shilta Giborim, who says the following. The Shilta Giborim says something interesting. When you're doing, when do we say the psik resha is problematic? When what you're doing isn't, you're doing an act. Let's see if he could, on the bottom of page 3, what I underlined on the bottom of page 3. Let's see if we could understand what I underlined. When do we say psik resha is chayav? Zehu davka kishiba oso maisa sha'osa. When the maisa that you're doing, eino miskaven ve'eino osim odvar heter. You're not, your kavan is not to do a dvar heter.
Like, for example, opening up the window for no reason other than to blow out the candle. But if I open up the window for, hey, I want some air in my house, then the fact that it's going to blow out the candle automatically is completely moot.
That's not true.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm not, I can't figure this out. He says, "Avalim ba'oso ma'isa." I don't understand. Let's try to see if we can understand his words. "Avalim ba'oso ma'isa sheyesh bo mishum psik reisha osim odvar heter." If you're doing a ma'isa that has a psik reisha and you're also doing a dvar heter with it, like you're closing the door which traps the animals of psik reisha, but you're also doing a dvar heter, which is to close the door for yourself to keep out the bugs and keep out the ganavim. Ufifrat, what's that? Kishikik havanasal dvar heter. Then it's going to be mutter, even if it will end up being psik resha. So if you're dragging the chair, the bench,
so that's mutter.
So, yes, that's, I don't understand this gather. Right, you're pulling the chair. You want to get the chair from here to there.
It might be possible to drag chair error. That might be a ma'aseh
iser. Oh, dragging the chair is a ma'aseh iser, but closing a door isn't a ma'aseh iser. It's only the fact that there happens to be a tzvi there, right? If there was no tzvi there, I'd be closing the door anyway. But if there'd be cement here, I'd be pulling the bench anyway. I want to get the bench to there. But closing the door is essentially not a ma'aseh iser. Interesting. Closing the door is not a ma'aseh iser. It happens to be there's a psik resha that's going to cause the ma'aseh iser to happen. If it's a heavy bench, remember, we're talking about heavy bench, not the maybe yes, maybe no. We're talking about definitely.
It would be soft, so it's no suffering.
Right, no suffering. So that would be psik resha.
So then you can close your fridge door with the light on.
It's a fridge. That's what he's saying. It's wonderful. He's saying that's wonderful. Could you close the door on the tree?
No, because whenever you close the door on your fridge, Mr. Dave, whenever you close the door of your fridge, it's always going to turn the light on and off.
Okay.
When I close the door of my house, most of the time, I know a lot of people close the door of the house and it doesn't catch anything, any animals. It happens to be right now. There is an animal that's being caught. So that's why it's defined as a ma'aseh heter. When you close the fridge, it's defined as a ma'aseh heter, because every time you close your fridge, it does an iser. Every time you pull a bench on dirt, it causes an iser. Every time I close my door, it's
not
really
always.
Fun. Happened to be today. It's not because there's also an animal there. Maybe that's his svara. Oh, so that's going to be usher. But here, and that's what he's trying to explain. That's what the Shilta Gibran is explaining. That when the Rashba is permitting here the closing the door, that's because normally closing the door just keeps out bugs. It doesn't trap animals because usually I don't have animals in my house. Here, there happens to be yes, be an animal. So that means I'm doing a mice that usually is a mice shel heter, closing a front door. Like you close your front door and you close your front door. That's a ma'aseh shel heter. It happens to be, this is a case where there's also a psik resha of an iser. That situation is what we permit. But closing a door, closing a refrigerator door, every time you close a refrigerator door, the light goes on. It's unintended consequence. That's why it's only a psik resha. That's aser. Every time you drag a heavy bench on the floor, it will dig a charitz, it will dig a charisha. That's why it's going to be usur. But every time you close the front door, it traps an animal. That's patently not true. I oftentimes close my front door and I don't trap any animals. They don't have any animals running free. Today, there happens to be a deer there, so it's going to end up trapping that animal. That's the head to that. That's what we're being mocked here. I think that was probably what the Shaltiki Barber is saying. They're both unintended consequences, but it's an unintended consequence where you're intending also to do something that on itself could be mutter and could be live by itself. Closing the front. Shalom, do you close the front door sometimes? Is it mutter? Okay. Now, if you would, do you sometimes close do you ever close your refrigerator door in a mutter dick away? No, you don't. When the light is on? I'm saying when there's a light in there? Right. So there's no way you could close the refrigerator door when it's in with the light attached. There's no way you could.
What you're saying is that the intention of 50% of intention is to capture the deer. If you're going to end in the house, there's an ant in the house, upstairs in the back corner of the linen closet, there's a spider.
That might not be very happy.
I'm scared to get into that point. It's a good ha'ara. I don't really know the answer. I assume the reason why we're not worried about trapping ants because they could get out anyway. They could come in anyway. Okay, I want to.
Can hear the roof shear.
I'm not sure what to do with the window. I'm going to look at a different svara than the Shilta Gibarim. I'm going to look for another svara. I'm going to look. We have to figure. He's explaining the Rashba. So he's explaining why it would be mutter. And he's saying that the way I'm understanding, I could be wrong. And again, this needs a lot of work. This is a lot of thought and a lot of work. These are hard svaras. That if you are doing a maisa, that this is a psik resha that you, when you do this maisa, it's always a psik resha, then you can't do it. If you do this maisa and it's often not a psik resha, it happens to be this case where it is a psik resha, then it's mutter.
But he doesn't say that. He says that he's doing it.
And like you said before, your bird is usually in the cage. If it happens.
Hold on, hold on a second, Mr. David. What's that, Mr. David? That's what he means. Look at the second line. Look at the second to last paragraph from my underline. It's hard. I agree that it's hard. If you know that it's definitely going to happen, it's like you had kavana for this.
If you have other intent, and that other intent is obvious and available, the obvious and certain, and that's certain that's your intent, therefore we can't say that the situation makes it that your mashallah is due to ma'aseh iser, because your mashallah is obviously due to ma'aseh iser.
Beautiful story. Eli Bloom is saying a beautiful svara. I didn't see it anywhere.
I think that's what he's saying. That's always different.
But that's always situation.
No, that Davish, don't say the words Davish and Miskav. Davish and Miskav means it might not happen. It may or may not happen. That's Davish and Miskav. No, that only is when it doesn't happen. If it's definitely going to happen, the Moder B'Shem B'Psik Reisha. That's the whole thing. Shimon says, "Davar Shimon is counted as motor." About motor, Shimon, but Pesik Reisha, Lo Yomas. That's because definitely going to happen. So I want to share the svara that Eli just said. Eli just said a very strong svara. There's a big machlokas achron and why Pesik Reisha is us. One reason is that in order to be us, you have to have kavana to do something. That's what makes it melachas machshavas. In order to be something on Shabbos, you have to have kavana to make a melachas machshavas. So normally, if you do A and B happens, I didn't intend for B, but if B always happens, otherwise known as psik resha, I do A and B will always happen. I open the door to the fridge and the light goes on. It always goes on. The fact your intent was not to turn on light, but the fact that the light always goes on means when you did an act and there will definitely be an unintended consequence, it's as though you intended for that consequence. So says Eli Bloom, in a case where I did this maisa, and I am intending to do this maisa, even if even if I know that something else is going to happen, but since I also want to do this, the machshava is considered for this heter thing that I want to do, and not for the issa thing that I want to do. I'm not sure. I'm going to stay away from that for now. Okay. Let's move on. Let's find another svar to try to figure out why this is. I'm trying to see where it's clear, but I want to present to you another mahalach in the Rashba. And that is the following. And with the following heter, we might come out with a very important kula when it comes to motion detectors. And maybe this is what Mr. Frankel wanted to say half an hour ago. I'm not sure which of the achronim says like this clearly. Let's think. When you do a psik resh, what's the classical psik resh? You're dragging the bench on the floor. So where are your hands? On the bench. When you open the refrigerator and the light goes on, where are your hands? On the fridge door. When you are trapping the animal, why? Because you want to close the door so the ganavim don't come in, the mosquitoes don't come in. Where are your hands? Nowhere near the animal that you're trying to trap. Nowhere near the animal that you're trying to trap. In other words, your intent is for closing the door. And you're not even doing a maisa. Hey, this is what you were trying to say before. You're not even doing a maisa, seida, with the animal. So if it's a psik resha, and the maisa that you're doing is not on the cheftza of where the malacha is occurring, that's what the Rashba says is a new kind of psik resha that's mutter. And therefore the Rashba says, I close the door. Psik resha that the animal's trapped. Yes, but the psik resha that you're doing is, you're 40 feet from the animal, 20 feet from the animal, 12 feet from the animal. That, the Rashi says, is mutter. If that's the case, what don't you like, Shalom?
Your hand's on your little light bulb in the refrigerator.
Your hand is on, it's a system that it's a...
It's a system.
No, this is built. Your hand is keilu.
Closing the door, it's hitting the switch. You're pushing the switch. But my hand isn't anywhere near
that. The malacha is not in the lipo. The malacha is not the lipo. The malacha is in where you're in a switch, which is right. But here,
if the switch is attached to the door, is attached to the unit, and you're showing the door, you're not anywhere near the switch. Of course you are.
That's near the switch. That is near the switch.
Switch.
If you have a, it's like an extension of your hand, and you push the. But that's all an extension of your hand. That's all an extension. The door is all an extension of your hand. Here you're doing a maisa here, but here your maisa is over here, and the animal could be 30 feet that way, or 30 feet that way, or 30 feet that way, as opposed. It's not designed as a trap. It's designed as the front door of a house. Yeah. There, it's designed as being a unit of a... So therefore, we have this svara. Maybe this is pshat in the Rashba. Of course, Rashba says you can't do a psik resha. But if the act that you're doing is not with the bench, the act that you're doing is not with the handle of the refrigerator, the act that you're doing is far away from where the malacha is happening, but this animal is now becoming nitzod, a trapped animal... Since it's so far away, that kind of psik resha, the Rashba's Mechadish says, is a mutter kind of psik resha. And so much so, even if your kavan is to trap the animal, if it's also to do something else, and you're not, which is heter, like closing the front door to keep out the gun of him, and you're not doing a maisa with the animal, that the Rashba says is mutter. Maybe that's the lumdus of the Rashba. If that's the case, Rabosai, if that's the case, let's come to our scenario of the motion detector. I'm walking from shul to you're down already. Okay, good. So I'm going to tell you the svara in 4 seconds. Avi, the svara is maybe the Rashba is only makel where you're doing a psik resha and the act that you're doing is unrelated to where the malacha is occurring. When I open a door of refrigerator, I'm holding the door of the refrigerator. When I drag the bench, and close the chorus, I'm holding the bench. What's happening with the animal that's being trapped? I'm closing the door here, and the animal is being trapped over there, or over there, or over there. And since you're so, it's a psik ratio that you're so distant from where the malacha is happening, maybe that's what the Rashba is being meant here. And therefore, I'm scared to use the word gemara, because that's a whole other mahalach. Maybe other achronim use your word. I'm not going to say that word. When I walk from here to down the block and the light goes on, it's a psik ratio. It's definitely going on. And who did it? Me did it. But it's a psik ratio that I did. Where's the malacha happening? I don't even know exactly where the malacha is happening. I don't even know where the rays were. But the malacha is happening, 15 feet away at that light bulb. The malacha that I did, I'm sorry, I don't want to say the malacha that I did. The mice that I did, that yes, did indeed turn on that light bulb through a psik ratio. I was trying to walk home and the unintended consequence was that the light bulb turned on, even though I like the light. But the malacha that I did was over here and the light turned on over there. By the animal. The animal is turning into a nitzok. The animal is now... So that's what we're saying. The animal, the malacha isn't happening at the door. The animal is the malacha. But what's happening is the animal is now called a trapped animal. So if you take this lamdus, then we have a heter based on a rash. But the problem is, you hear this far? This is almost what you were trying to say half an hour ago, I think. That you're doing a malacha, it's nothing to do. You're saying it's nothing to do with that. It's not even a malacha.
It happens by itself.
That's Albert Psik Resha. Now, there's one problem. We're trying to figure out what this Rashba means, why this Rashba says this much. The problem is we don't paskin like this leniency of the Rashba. You remember the Maggidon says the Rashba's makel, but we don't hold you could do this Psik Resha if you have... even though you had a kavanah for something else, we're still machmir. Oh, now let's start thinking of what we're dealing with. The LED lights, unless it's a halogen or an incandescent, you only deal with the drabbana, right? So you're dealing with the drabbana. Let's say this in English. It's a psik resha. Let's say it is. But it's a psik resha on a drabbana. There are some who permit. A psik resha on drabbanan. We're machmir on a psik resha on drabbanan. There are some who hold that a psik resha on a drabbanan is some hold that it's mutter. If you add that together with the fact that there's this rashba, maybe we don't pass like this rashba, who says that when you're doing the malacha that you're doing, the psik resha that you're doing is so far away from where the malacha occurs, it's mutter. So we don't really hold like that rashba. But if you have the rashba who says that it's mutter because you're far away from where the malacha is occurring, and we don't hold like him. But you also have the fact that what malacha is happening, a light's going on. That itself is only drabbanan. It's a psik resha on a drabbanan. There are those who permit that. We're usually more machmir, but there are those who permit that. So this is all going to be similar to surveillance cameras. Same point. So what we're doing is we're adding kulas to knock this down. Now, if it would have been a psik resha delo nichale, that would have made it a lot even more kal. The problem is it is nichale. I think people do like having the light there. So we can't use that svara of lo nichale.
That light isn't lighting up the street. It's lighting up that person's driveway. So it's not.
Yeah, but everyone appreciates the light. If you don't appreciate the light, if it doesn't give you any light, then you're right. Then you can add to the hopper. Not only is it this kula of the Rashba who says it's far away from the malacha, which we don't pass the like on its own. And it's not only a psik resha delo nichale, and it's not only a psik resha on a drabbana, which some are mako, but we're usually machmir. But you're adding, if that's the truth, that you don't get any real benefit because it's only lighting up their front walkway and not where you are in the street, which usually isn't the case. Usually the light usually spreads. It's just brighter. But if you are right, then it just makes it even more calm. But even without that, I think there is room to be lenient based at least on these two coolers of the Rashba, which I hear you're having a hard time with. It's a very hard svar with a lot of, I skipped a lot of explanations of the Rashba, plus the fact that it's a gracia on an Issa Drabbanan, such that Bish'as Hadchak, now you can understand what Rav Shechter said to that Iranian boy about his grandmother's apartment, that if it's a shot, yes, it should be avoided. It is a psik reisha. We pass like mikra then. I shouldn't say mikra then. We are machmir for the Ran who says if it's a psik reisha, it's aser. You can't close the door and trap an animal inside of it, unless the animal's already fully tied down or fully trapped already. That's how we try to be machmir. B'shas adchak, like the cafeteria in yeshiva is closed and he has nowhere else to eat, so then he's going to have to go to his grandmother. That's b'shas adchak. Or this is what I told the my talmida in this other country, where she said that her apartment that she lives in, that she bought, that they own the apartment. They don't even have a. It's not even like they have a 12-month lease. They bought this apartment. They own it. And all of a sudden, without asking them, the management changed the lights. So to not be able to believe his, if the guy, I'm saying, they shouldn't just walk in the halls for stam, for no reason. But if the guy has to go to shul, he's going to be locked in, the whole family will be locked in their apartment for the next, 25 hours every week. Can't go to shul, that's a shas adchak. What? Okay, I think that's a shas adchak. To make you move, I think that's a shas adchak. I agree. If you have the easy,
push the button to the elevator every week. You go to the 50th floor. Don't live there.
Okay, you're right. But I agree. If it was easy for them to move and they could just move and go to another place and it would be easy, I agree. But Lamaisa is not so easy to it's certainly a shas adchak. You're right. It's a shas adchak that comes up every week. I realize. How do you look at that? Not sure. So certainly, until something could be worked out, and moving doesn't happen in a month. In a day, you have to find an apartment, sell an apartment, be able to afford it, be able to. It's not easy, moving. So therefore, I told her that ideally, if you don't have to leave your apartment, don't. But if you do have to leave your apartment, then I'm not going to tell you what is needed, what's not needed. If you need to be, to get fresh air, otherwise you're going to go nuts in a one bedroom apartment with a baby or two. So you need to leave the apartment. If your husband needs to go to shul, he needs to go to shul. That's shas adrak. In such a case, I think putting being mitzayif all these kulas, there is room to be makel. I'll add on, and now we're going to get into the technology aspect, which I don't know anything about. A fabulous svara, and with this, I'm going to finish. Are you turning on the light, or is it? And this depends on the way. From what I understand, there are different types of motion sensors. One of them is that it senses body heat. Infrared, I think. Passive infrared, that's the word that I saw. It senses the body heat. So it's not your movement that is doing that's causing the light to go on. It's your metzius, your being existent, your being a live body. If you would be dead, nothing would happen. Because you have heat in your body, it senses your heat. So it's not your walking that turned the light on, it's that it's a sense that your body is there. You're moving into range, but do you hear that? You hear what we're saying? You're not turning a switch with your hand. That you're doing a maisa. Here, you're moving into range, and it's registering the presence of the metzius of your body. It's just registering that your heat. There's body heat there. You didn't. But when you turn on a switch, you're doing something. You're doing a maisa. It's your maisa that does the malacha. When you walk into range, it's not you're walking into range. It's the fact that your heat is present in a zone. And it's the presence of the heat in the zone that causes the light to go on.
Or you could say it simply that, unlike when you close the door, that traps the tzvi. Here, another maisa has to take place after whatever you did. It's not the maisa.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. Because when I flip a switch, are you saying I just flipped the switch? I didn't turn the light bulb on. I mean,
you turned the switch, you turned on the electricity.
Right.
But here, you finished what you did. Now another maisa has to take.
What you're doing now is, I think, using the word grama. You're saying if I just did this, and now that causes when the infrared zone is broken or whatever is. Right, that causes the machine to therefore turn the light on. Maybe that's a grama. Maybe that's a grama. The problem is, it's we usually pass in that grama. If something's definitely going to happen, and it's you that set up this situation to happen, that's usually, we don't call that grama usually. But you're right. The postum do bring that in. I didn't get into that. That's what the parameters of grama are. That's a good question. So Rabosai, halach lamaisa, you should try to avoid it. But b'shas adchak, I think there is room to be mekel if there's a shas adchak, based on the sources that we said and other sources.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.